First Street will remain open with great deals for you. Stop in, enjoy 25% off all their used furniture in the store. You'll also find great items like appliances, antiques, new furniture, and many different items from their vendors. Stop by. The La Junta store is still open. Martin's General Store, 601 East First Street, La Junta.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And, of course, on AM 920, KLMR as well. Good morning, everybody, and welcome along. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. I'm Pat McGee. That's Lauren Adams over there. And Eric's with us again here today.
That's right. So yeah. We missed you last week, Pat.
Well, you know, we had other things to do. Anne did a fine job, though. You know.
Yeah, well, yeah, she does wonderful. Right. She does wonderful. Course. But, you know, it's just not the same without Pat.
Oh, you know, just some technical things to take care of and everything. No, so there we go.
Yeah, Anne does a terrific job, and she just it's a little bit different when she's on, but she does do a terrific job.
There you go. Fact. Eric Tucker with us. Yep. I guess we could call you what? A soil technician, right?
No. Call me a soil health enthusiast.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Yep. There you go. All right. We won't call him a technician then. Yeah. That sounds too, like you got to be too smart for that or something? Or?
Well, too over there, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Trust me, I'm from the government. I'll help you.
Yeah, right.
That
sort
of stuff. No, that's not the direction I was going, but nonetheless, I can understand that. There you go. So.
And that's what we're all about today is soil health.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk about that,
and that's something that Eric Tucker and I share, is a deep enthusiasm for soil health and the wonderful things that can be done just by paying attention and getting involved in trying to implement any of those five principles of soil health to whatever it is, whether you're gardening, whether you're managing a turf, or farming, ranching.
You know, it doesn't matter. Yep. It doesn't matter. That's where Lauren's going right here. Whether you're growing up, whether you're growing flower pots out on your deck, whether dealing with a lawn or a garden or rangeland, of course, what Eric deals with, you know, for his cattle and everything, you need to be a soil health enthusiast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, we owe our entire existence to just a few inches of the soil.
Isn't that amazing?
And why we know more about outer space exploration and will pour gobs of money into that, which will probably never produce anything but pride, ego, and vanity for some people.
Well said.
But we just ignore what we have to work with. Right. And I'd really like to get people to understand that being a soil health enthusiast doesn't take a college background.
Sure doesn't.
It takes a strong interest and to understand what we have to work with, working with the five principles, and how that relates to you.
Exactly.
So it's pretty easy and it's pretty simple and that's, you know, start where you're at and go to wherever you want to go with it.
It's like a big swimming pool and you know, you're not going to get it all at once, but you just need to get your toe in the water and figure out where you want to slip in and get started.
Yep. Yeah. And we've got a designated area. If you've got want to walk in, this is where we start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, there's a lot to that. You know, and I've used the term a lot when you and I are talking. It's a big elephant.
Yeah.
And you got to chew it up one bite at a time and just make sure that first bite tastes good and keep going.
Yep, that's how you eat an elephant.
Yeah, we've got some wonderful things coming down the pike. And, you know, since you and I have became friends, Eric, we've kind of developed a little bit of a friendship over soil health. And it's expanding, and we're getting some interest from other people that want to be involved and want to learn, maybe apply some things. And so we've got some exciting things coming up, don't we?
Yeah, I doubt I'm even caught up to speed with you.
It's all about you,
so
brother.
Fast.
Yeah. So we're forming the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group. If you're listening out there and you're interested in soil health, this is for you. This is the reason why Eric and I are devoting this time to this, is because we want you to not just learn from us, but we want you to be to participate so we can learn from you also.
Right. Yeah,
we need that input because, you know, we're both enthusiastic about it, but we don't have all the information.
Right.
But but since we've been doing, you know, we're both attendees of YouTube University.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And since I brought that up, I want to bring up somebody that if you're listening out there, you need to check out. There is a YouTube video out there called Stewardship with a Vision, Episode 7. And these people are showcasing the San Juan Ranch over in Sawatch, Colorado. A lady named Julie Sullivan and a gentleman named George, how do you pronounce that last name?
Witten.
Witten. They're featured in there. And, boy, if that doesn't light a fire under you, I don't know what would. But so check that out. It's called Stewardship with a Vision, Episode 7 on YouTube. Julie Sullivan and George Witten. Check them out. But there's folks like that. Then there's folks like Gabe Brown, Ray Archuleta, and these people who kind of, they get paid big money to go preach the word of soil health. But you know what? Those guys are in other states. Their operations are not here in the Arkansas Valley.
Right.
And so while some of these principles are very relevant, it doesn't specifically apply to us. Now, our friend Derek with White Farms, he's got a YouTube channel called The Irrigation Farmer. Check that out. His videos are great. And he's implementing some of the regenerative agriculture techniques that you can apply for little to no money just by just kind of changing the way that you're doing things. And one of the best stories, when we had Derek on the show together, he shared the story about how he did some overseeding, interseeding between his rows of corn. And he's got a YouTube video about this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he just did that for a little while, and that soil got conditioned. Keeping that living root in that soil to extend the life of what's going on below the ground. The following summer, he ran into a long stretch of water where he was able to make it where his neighbor didn't.
Yeah, they were having some water problems down there, and essentially everybody's
it just shows
running
that,
out of water.
Boy, just applying these techniques very simply, not a big effort, not a whole lot of knowledge goes into it, even though Derek is very knowledgeable. But I'm just saying it can be implemented simply, inexpensively, just to get started, get your toe in the water. And I think that once you start seeing those positive effects, you're going to steamroll right into it. You won't stop yourself. You're
going
to keep moving. And I think that's what's happened with you, isn't it, Eric?
Yeah, well, the human mind, when tasked to solve problems, real and perceived, can do amazing things.
You bet.
So imagination, creativity, ideas, kind of the what ifs, the things that keep you up at night. And a lot of this just needs a different approach. And we need to find our own approach, and our own approach is going to come deep from within. But there's always some ideas that we need to be sharing, because you know there are some kind of loose rules, some ideas to follow that would circumvent a lot of the extra problems. So what Derek's done is pretty amazing, and
it really is
imagination and creativity and a wanting to change,
just
it.
A desire to try something new and different that might end up, because you know my famous saying is the dollars make sense in the end to do this, because you're going to be investing less. And something that Julie Sullivan said is you know, basically a penny saved is a penny earned. If you're not spending that money, it's the same as making that money.
Sum it up with Derek and his cover cropping and how that made his irrigation water work better is called biological wealth development.
Amen.
So if you've got a farm or a ranch that's not droughted out like everybody else's, that's worth quite a little bit. It's worth quite a little bit more in the kicking the can down the road idea, because you've got more time to make better decisions with.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just fall off the cliff. You see the cliff coming, and you've got some ability to steer away from it.
Well, one of the things I want to preempt is that as we're talking about these soil health principles, I think that people who maybe are maybe just slightly interested in it and beginning to be interested, they hear people like you and I talking, and they get the opinion that we're telling them they have been doing it wrong, and the way they've done it needs to change. And that is not, that's not our podium.
You've done
your rangeland for your cattle for decades, utilizing the same principles that your neighbors were using, and you made a living at it. So it's not entirely wrong, but it can be better.
Well, I struggle with this question a lot. People are interested, and they don't know how to ask, and I don't know how to respond. But I don't want to ever accuse anybody of doing something wrong. But have they done it as best as it could be done?
Yeah.
Are they understanding what's really going on?
Sure.
So I've had a couple of good conversations with people that don't understand what I'm trying to do.
Right.
But they know I'm making headway with it or progress or money. And they come around and they talk. Mm-hmm. And we drink some beer and we talk about this.
Yeah.
And it's just really understanding what you've got to work with better than not understanding what you've got to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I always say ranching is economically a sound business, but it's a financial train wreck when done wrong. So understanding how to grow grass and how the cattle and the livestock interface with the growing of the grass is pretty important.
Sure, right.
And we're probably not going to get more rain in the future. We're probably going to get less or the same.
Right.
But the facts are, if we can manage the below ground herd, the microbiology to keep stimulating the grass to grow and making more soil carbon, we can move off into the future with little with fewer problems, I suppose.
So what do you think the first step is? Wouldn't it be knowing exactly where you're at with your soil?
Well, knowing exactly where you're at with yourself would probably be the place.
Right. Okay, that very well said. Yeah.
So, you know, the other day when we were talking about mindset. And there's people that want to blame things on anything and everything.
Right.
But when it gets right down to it, you're the person in charge, or you're the person that could be in charge, or the person that should be making decisions, or at least make the decision to start thinking about some of these things more deeper.
Sure.
And it's not rocket science. There's nothing, you know, terribly mind-numbing or disastrous that you're going to have to go through to learn about the
You can go down that rabbit hole as deep as you want to where you're really, you need a biology degree to understand what's going on down there, but you don't need that to do what we do. You just don't need to get that deep into it.
You know, I would just start out with understanding what the five principles mean to you on your place.
So we talked a little bit about you know, what's the physical properties of my soil and how can I do that? And we found out that there's maybe coming up sometime in the future, maybe a microscope training course that's simple enough. And we don't know when that's going to happen just yet, but we know that that's something that the Arkansas Valley Soil Health Group plans on putting on.
Yeah.
And in that way, a person can bring in a sample of their soil, get it analyzed under a microscope, and we can all learn what we're looking at.
Well, in my mind, how this is kind of unfolding is start getting a group and getting people to come in that have got some ideas that are willing to share, and let's kind of by consensus find out, you know, who wants to learn what. I've always been fascinated with having a microscope class, but how do you interpret what you see in the microscope?
Right.
So as
you need somebody to guide you through that for sure.
This little idea just keeps growing and getting bigger and bigger, and I'm seeing a need to have a microscope class, but also interpret. And then after we interpret, what does that mean? Where are we at on the roadmap to where we want to go? So it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And I think we'll just have to kind of throw the hat in the ring and go get it back out, because wherever we start is where we're going to start. And there's going to be all kinds of little rabbit trails and diversions that we can go on. It's a journey. It's kind of like a big old summer vacation. We're going to go look over here and look over there. Eventually, we're going to get to somebody's house, but who knows?
You've got a destination, just you got to take different paths to get there.
It's kind of whatever tickles your fancy.
Exactly. So we're coming up on our break,
Yes, we are, as a matter
of
fact.
All right, so this is Lauren Adams with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ and 920 KLMR. We're brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance. Thank you very much, Nick Palmer, over there for that.
Yep.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
That's right. We'll take care of that right now. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Back with more from Eric Tucker. Don't go away.
December 1st is the sales closing date on a 2021 pasture rangeland and foreign rainfall policy. This policy provides you protection by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Golden Plains Insurance has the knowledge and expertise to explain to you how you can protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture rangeland and forage rainfall policy. Call Golden Plains Insurance at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, homegrown and independent, just like you.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't, because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hi, this is Lauren Adams. Now summer is here, and Tony and I at Arkansas Valley Seeds are here to help. Are you looking for fast forage? We have honey sweet sorghum and several varieties of millet. Or let's talk about a custom cover crop to build your soil for the upcoming cash crop. Every build is unique, and we have the knowledge and experience to help you get the most from your land. Drop by 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford. Whether it's ranch, farm, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ News Radio AM 920 KLMR. I'm Pat McGee. That's Eric Tucker over there on the star of the show, Mr. Lauren Adams.
I don't know about Arkansas Valley Seeds. Yeah,
hey, let's give Arkansas Valley Seeds the blatant plug that we talk about every week.
I mean, after all, it is your program.
Yeah, you know,
we got it. I'm Lauren Adams with Arkansas Valley Seeds there in Rocky Ford, and I am just the mouthpiece, the representative of some fine people that really know what they're doing. And I'm talking about Tony Davis and Josh Beck over there at 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford. Telephone number is 254-7469. And we're there. We're ready to take care of all your seed needs. There's some things getting ready to go in the ground now. Better do it pretty quick on some of these items, and other items you can hold off a bit. Mm-hmm. So, give us a call, 719-254-7469. Talk to Josh or Tony, and they'll be able to help you out with what those seeds needs are. It's getting a little late for turf grass.
Yep.
But we could still have those conversations and talk to you about there. Also want to bring up, just like we do every week, the Coffee Break Project, which is a wonderful program that's near and dear to me. And so we've been having coffee quite a bit over there. And so Mondays and Wednesdays, Hannah Bates, she's the agriculture outreach coordinator over there. And she's been serving up coffee to the agriculture community. People want to drop by and talk ag. That's where a lot of these conversations have been happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 a.m. to 10, and that's at 955 Swink in Rocky Ford. Now, if you don't know where Swink is, that's the Highway 50 heading west.
Right.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. The 955 is there on the right-hand side. It's a gray building. They're mm-hmm. still doing some construction there. And Hannah and the others over there have been doing a fantastic job getting that up to speed.
All right.
So what the Coffee Break Project needs to be is just, we want to get agriculture people in, talking, having coffee, interacting with one another. Because I tell you, I know a lot of people now in the ag industry. And people get up in the morning, they go straight to the tractor. They work all day. They might not see another human being till they get back home.
And
And I'm sure the same is with ranch, because I've been on the phone with you and I hear this loud group of people yelling, well, they're cows.
Yeah.
And they're screaming. They want your attention more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well. So, but yeah, no, show up, man. Have a cup of coffee, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Mondays mm-hmm. and Wednesdays there at the Coffee Break Project. And just interact with a human being for a little bit, you know, maybe somebody that's in agriculture. You never know a problem that you might be having.
Right.
Somebody might be there that can have an answer for you. Somebody mm-hmm. that has a little wisdom. And I know for me, I would much rather you learn from my mistakes than have to make your own.
Right.
So come on over. Let's just have the conversation. Maybe I got a part sitting up there that you need that you can't wait for 2 weeks for.
Well, not the segue that I wanted, but pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm scheduling tomorrow to come down there as early as I can. I'm going to go touch base with some of those cattle and come on down and drink some coffee.
Got to get permission from the boss.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to touch base. I'm not going to tell them a whole lot.
Yeah.
But what I want to do is, if somebody's interested in getting involved with this soil health group,
right,
is I'm going to go down specifically and drink coffee and talk to anybody that wants to.
You know I'll be there.
Because I've got some ideas on where we could go with this, but I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about the community.
Amen.
Because building community is really what I think we ought to be after.
Sure.
So if we're going to build a community around soil health, which will do nothing but get bigger and larger and more convenient for more people throughout the journey, I'd like to know what people are interested in and who can we get to come and visit with us that might bring some expertise and some different ideas. And some of the things, you know, we talked about microscope course. There's other courses out there. There's some agronomy type ideas that we could get, or focus on soil microbiology or why things happen the way they do. So, you know, there's all kinds of things to work on. And I'm thinking about workshops in the future, you know, composting, learn more about composting.
Yeah, I know Tony at the office, he is really interested in composting.
Yeah. He's, Jamie DeMeca that was on here not too long ago.
Oh,
she'll
remember.
Be back.
Yeah.
And she's gonna work with us on a few things. And you know, that's kind of where I want to go with this group.
Yeah.
And if people have some other ideas, let's open it up and come on down and drink some coffee. And
yeah. Why don't you give folks your phone number if they want to call you and talk with you?
Well, my phone number is 719-980-3745. And that spells Eric, E-R-I-K, 980-ERIC. Okay.
As long as it should be easy enough to remember.
As long as it's spelled with a K, it'll work.
Spell it with a K. Yeah.
Get that K
that's
in
great.
There.
Well, and you can always give me a call. My cell phone number is 720-660-9204. And you get a hold of either one of us, and, you know, let's talk a little bit and see what we can do to get together and maybe just compile some good knowledge and get that going. And, you know, I mentioned earlier about how folks that are outside of the community have made a lot of advances in soil health and so forth, people like the Gay Browns and so forth. But I wanted to highlight Derek because he is local. He's right out there in Wiley, and he's doing this right here in the Arkansas Valley. So it's a little bit more relative to your operation here. If you that's a guy you want to pay attention to, because he's doing it in the situation, in the climate, with the water, the same situations that you are, and he's making those advances, and maybe he's somebody you should listen to.
Right.
If you're interested in moving in that direction, and we can build on that knowledge as a group.
Right. Yeah. Start a community and see who's in our community.
Yeah.
And if it can be a share a two way type thing, bring something, take something, that would probably work the best.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's come and meet us there at the Coffee Break Project Mondays, Wednesdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and that's at 622. Swink in Rocky Ford.
Swink Avenue.
No,
that is
that's 955 Swink in Rocky Ford.
And
don't
that
go to 622.
Again, westbound Highway 50
that's
through
right,
Rocky.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That threw me for a loop. What the heck?
Yeah. No accounting for my memory.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't read it off the paper, you don't want to pay attention to what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I write my own name on my own cheat sheets.
You know what? Yeah, sometimes, especially when you're on the radio, you know, for some reason, as relaxed as we've become at this, there's still a little bit of a, you know,
well,
easy to forget stuff.
Yeah.
So I know we've talked about it before, Eric, but what do you say is one of the things that you've adjusted in your ranch operation that you're seeing some good promise?
A lot of that just comes down to the mindset. And this is where I'd like to start with on our soil health group is we know the five principles.
Yeah.
And we'll run through those five principles again real quick in case we have somebody new. We've talked about this in subsequent shows, but in case somebody needs their memory refreshed.
Right. Well, the five principles are reduce disturbance, and that's chemical and tillage, and keep a living root as long as possible, more diversity, more mm-hmm. plant life, and then keep it covered. You know, don't disc it all up. We water residue to catch moisture and keep the soil temperature down. And then wherever you can, add livestock. And mm-hmm. that's not necessarily cattle. It could be chickens. It mm-hmm. could be just about anything, whatever works for you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm working with another soil health enthusiast. She's an agroecologist, and she has put forth the five M's.
Okay.
And this is kind of where you can start with. Mm-hmm. And what those are is mindset, management, mineral, microbiology, and then soil organic matter.
Okay.
So all of those are kind of where you would start after mm-hmm. you've memorized the five principles. Now you can start with the five M's. And this would give you direction, you know, make the roadmap, and now we can make the directions on where to go.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I say mindset is the most important thing, because you have to decide that you want to change things.
Right.
And then you can start to change things.
Yeah.
And if it's asking questions or looking at other options, mm-hmm. that's where it starts. But if you think you're doing it right all the time and you're having the same response that isn't what you want,
mm-hmm.
then something has to get changed.
Yeah, and that old adage, if you always do what you've always did, you'll always get what you've always got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that might not be what we want anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's what I'm trying to build is something for everybody to work with and work mm-hmm. on, and not base it off me and what I've done,
well, sure.
but just what I've seen and experienced.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's operation, every patch of ground is going to be a little different.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want people to own for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you can do on your place.
Sure. Well, and then, you know, the things that work for you might work for me. And so, but why should I go out and try something brand new when you've got a similar situation and you've got something that's working well? I want to try that first.
Right.
You know? And that's just me. Other people, they think, hey, this is great. I'm going to go and study this, and I'm going to learn what I need to do, and I'm going to implement this practice on this particular portion of my ground. And
well, that's how you learn, too, is trying those
right.
new things.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, somewhere in between mindset and management mm-hmm. are some areas that you can do some trials and some right. tests and yeah. some safe-to-fail procedures,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and those are pretty good. I've mm-hmm. always wanted to do this. So I'm going to do this.
You're not going to do it on your whole place, though. You're
exactly.
going to try it. You're going to have a trial plot, right. if you will, someplace,
yep.
like you said,
yep.
safe to fail.
Right.
If it blows up, mm-hmm. it's not going to kill your operation.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's something that Derek covers a lot on his YouTube channel, yep. The Irrigation Farmer. He's got several videos out there now, and he does just that. These safe to fail experiments, sometimes there's a happy mistake in there.
Yes.
And things that can be like, wow, that really, it started out being something we didn't think was going to be beneficial.
Look at how many
really
things
had.
That are in our common lives nowadays
right.
that
yeah.
really did come about
yeah.
as a happy accident.
Sure.
Yes.
They
yeah.
were trying to do something else, and oh boy, that didn't come out right at all. But wait.
We can repurpose it.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. All of a sudden, you have a whole new product or a whole new method
right.
to do something, and it's just that happy accident
right.
that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, that's Derek, the Irrigation Farmer on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to check him out if you do YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Derek's
local Derek's and
pretty good stuff.
And mm-hmm. just what a nice guy, too, I got to tell you. He's just... just so approachable, so knowledgeable, and just you can just tell he's a very kind person, wonderful family man,
mm-hmm. yep.
and good farm operation.
Yep.
And folks, I mean, there's so much good information out there on YouTube. I mean, right. even yesterday with the Facebook crash, and they're talking about bad information and, you know, falsehoods yeah. and things like that. There's information out there on about anything that you want to do or try, whether
yeah.
it's soil or whatever the case might be. You just have to use some common sense to ferret mm-hmm. out what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's all kinds of stuff mm-hmm. that you can. The search feature on YouTube is just an amazing thing.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking at a guy over here that has you probably get trot in that rabbit hole occasionally, don't you?
Oh yeah, I. You know, we all have habits that think that we're yes. we're doing. So yeah. I make yeah. sure I sit with YouTube for at least an hour a day, mm-hmm. yeah. sometimes three.
And I have particular hobbies and yeah. a gearhead. And I mean, I figured out how to repair power windows in one of my cars all by myself right. without having to.
Nice.
And it was just, you know, it was something that would have cost you tons somewhere else. Yeah. But if you search around, eventually, yeah. there's something out there that's yeah, telling you exactly. I ran into a few things, and they're going, no, I'm not going to do that. That's yeah. not right. That's not right. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Right yeah. there. Yeah. You just have to sort through it.
Yep.
Yep, sort through it. Hey, we got to take a break right now. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ, and, of course, News Radio, AM 920, KLMR. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and Arkansas Valley Seeds. Eric Tucker, soil health enthusiast, our guest today. We'll be right back with more here on Growing Together. Don't go away.
Do you understand how a drought or lack of rainfall can affect your farm or ranch operation? At Golden Plains Insurance, they have the knowledge and expertise to help explain how to protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture rangeland forage rainfall policy. It provides protection to you by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Call today at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
And now, an important message from Steve Harvey.
This pandemic isn't over yet. We got the vaccines. I got mine. You might have yours. But listen to this. Don't think just because you got the vaccine that you could just go crazy. Follow the current safety guidelines. I know the mask is hot, but you know what's hotter than these masks? Staying healthy. That's pretty fly if you ask me. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, an amplified ridge of high pressure will produce warm and dry conditions across southeast Colorado the rest of this week. Look for temperatures to average 5 to 10 degrees above normal, and this should allow harvest to proceed and winter wheat to germinate and develop in those areas of Otero, Crowley, and northern Bent counties that got beneficial rain last week. A couple frontal systems will bring chances for rain next week. But amounts at this time look to be rather light at less than a quarter inch, so harvest operations and winter wheat planting should have only minor delays. Soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth range from the mid-60s to around 70 and should warm slightly this week and then cool 4 to 8 degrees next week. There does not appear to be any extended cold periods through the rest of October. Hay cut today should be able to cure quicker than usual for early October. Overnight dew formation should be moderate in most areas, but decreasing to light this weekend as overnight winds become a little stronger. Chemical applicators can expect increasing winds tomorrow afternoon, and then there's the potential for increasing winds also next Tuesday. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Fall is here and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need, CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Martin's General Store is sorry to announce they're closing their Rocky Ford store permanently as of September 30th. But the store in La Junta at 601 East 1st Street will remain open with great deals for you. Stop in, enjoy 25% off all their used furniture in the store. You'll also find great items like appliances, antiques, new furniture, and many different items from their vendors. Stop by. The La Junta store is still open. Martin's General Store, 601 East 1st Street, La Junta. Back on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ, News Radio, AM 920 KLMR. Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, thank you. Well, we're back with Eric Tucker. We're a couple of dirt nerds talking dirt.
Dirt nerds, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just want to make sure that our listeners know, Eric and I will be at the Coffee Break Project, and that is at 9:55 Swink in Rocky Ford tomorrow morning. I'll be there from pretty close after 6 all the way till 10 o'clock. Eric is going to show up when he gets done with his bosses out there at the herd.
Yeah, bosses that go moo.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Eric, you got a few points of fact you want to put out there for our listeners. Man, I hope that if you got time, just swing by. Have a cup of coffee. Let's introduce let's get introduced to one another. And, for lack of a better term, let's talk some dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Eric, what do you got, man?
Well, what I'm going to do tomorrow morning is I've been putting together some handouts, the five principles and the five M's.
Yeah, we got those at the Arkansas Valley Seeds to hand out.
Right. I'm going to start to put together kind of a YouTube list that's benefited me and kind of easy to get involved with. So when a person has, 15 minutes or an hour or they're done for the day or before they even start the day, I'm going to give them some names and
I think that'll be really helpful. Yeah, when I first started in the ag industry, that's kind of where I got into it. And, I came across Gabe Brown and kind of got him just dip my toe in the water of soil health, and it really kind of set me off. And that's why we talk about soil health so much now, because those YouTube channels, and it would have been great at that point to have had that list of just some YouTube channels to check out, kind of just to, whet my appetite for soil health.
Yeah. Well, Pat kind of asked me a question or two, and I try to spend about an hour to three every day on YouTube trying to search something out and going over the older ones. And these that this list that I'm going to put together is kind of the entry level because, we got to start
education.
Somewhere.
It's free education.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's interactive. Hey, you got to answer the phone, push it on pause.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Need to think about something, back it up, look at it again. I can do that.
Sure do.
So it'll be real easy. I'll have some handouts tomorrow, and this will be a good place to get started with. Mm-hmm. Always hate going to these deals and give you all kinds of information, but, well, where's the gate to get in here?
Right. Got to get that first bite or dip your toe in the water somewhere. Yep. Do that.
Yep. Just get in there with them.
Yeah, sure enough. So, again, that's tomorrow. Eric and I will be there, and that's Mondays and Wednesdays, the Coffee Break Project at 9:55 Sweek in Rocky Ford. And one of the main things that Eric and I like to talk about is soil health, but it doesn't have to be soil health, does it? We can talk about anything you want as long as it's related to agriculture for the most part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about anything.
Yeah.
As long as it's soil health.
There you go. That's what he's keyed on right there. That's why he calls himself a soil health enthusiast.
Yeah, I tell you, he embodies that with every interaction we have. That's a fact. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very passionate about it. And I love your passion for soil health, Eric, and that's why we continue to have you back on the program, and we at Arkansas Valley Seeds want to support you and your endeavors to promote soil health in the Arkansas Valley any way we can.
Well, cool. I think we're off to a good start. Yeah. Well, let's go have some coffee tomorrow and kick it around.
That sounds great.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm.
So that's the Coffee Break Project. Again, I'm Lauren Adams with Arkansas Valley Seeds and Rocky Ford. Come by and see us at 98 South 12th Street. Of course, Tony is there along with Josh. And if we're here to help you with any of your seed needs. Cover crops are a huge part of soil health.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we really specialize in. And we've got some really great products that are inexpensive that you can get in the ground now that will help you preserve that turf that soil. For the next year, you're going to keep that living root in the soil, keep that armor on there, and I think you will be pleasantly surprised with the results that we can help you with.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Eric.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be back to wrap things up, give you a preview of next week's program here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. But, of course, it comes to you every Tuesday morning here on AM 1400 KBLJ and AM 920 KLMR. And I know that Lauren would like to hear some response on the show, too, what you think about it. And, of course, when we come back, we'll preview next week's show, tell you where you can find the podcasts of our previous programs and how to get in touch with Mr. Adams right here and give him the what for or the what not or whatever the case might be. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We are brought to you by Golden Plains Insurance and, of course, Arkansas Valley Seeds here on KBLJ and KLMR.
Do you understand how a drought or lack of rainfall can affect your farm or ranch operation? At Golden Plains Insurance, they have the knowledge and expertise to help explain how to protect your grass and hay from lack of precipitation with a pasture rangeland forage rainfall policy. It provides protection to you by covering losses incurred on your operation when rainfall is less than your selected coverage in your grid. Call today at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Fall is here and Arkansas Valley Seeds is here to help. We have what you need, CRP, cover crop, winter grains, and our quality hay products. We also have a wide variety of quality stock blends ready to go. We'll even help you create a custom blend that fits your specific needs. And we have turf grass blends to help you get started on that beautiful lawn for spring. Call or drop by and chat with Tony, Joss, and myself. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 98 South 12th Street, Rocky Ford, 719-254-7469.
Tying a big ribbon on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds for this Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about next week really quick.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to be joined again by Amber Weber. And at that time, she was with the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District as their soil quality person.
Okay.
And now I understand she has kind of branched off. She's on several different boards. She's doing a lot of different things. For agriculture, a lot of it has to do with water, and I think we're going to have a very interesting conversation with Amber next week. Mm-hmm. And so, again, check out our podcast on avseeds.com.
Yes.
Check out those past episodes. Eric, your episode today is going to be a week late because of scheduling and stuff, but it'll be up there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Check out those podcasts, avseeds.com. And, yes, I would love to know what you think of this radio program. It would really help me out. Give me a call, 720-660-9204, mm-hmm. or give me a text or, you know, just let me know what you guys think of the program out there. I would really appreciate that feedback. Eric?
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for the platform. This is a great opportunity to do something that I've always wanted to do. I didn't realize how much I really liked it until I got started doing it.
Yeah.
And this is a great place for other people to hear about other things that we can come together as a community that would be beneficial economically, ecologically. We can fix some problems that we've had in the past. We can get some new ideas, create some ideas for ourselves and for others. And without you guys, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And Pat, you take great care of me. There's times I think, well, I can't even remember to say my name, much less answer a question.
There was a time when Eric first came in here, well, what am I going to talk about? And my answer to him was, well, what are you here to talk about?
That's right.
And all of a sudden, I think the light came on and you said, yeah, I know what I'm here to talk about.
Yeah.
And he just took off with it. So,
And all of a sudden, we're finished. It just happened so fast.
Hey, we are done, as a matter of fact. That's right. We are wrapped up for the day.
It has been
Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. Have a great Tuesday. The news at noon is coming up next.